Welcome to the show. I'm sitting here together with a very interesting person. It's Piyush Kanwa. Piyush, tell us something about yourself, what you're doing at the GC company.
Thanks for the invitation, George. Well, what I am doing, we are now, say, as you know, GC is known for consumables, for the material products, almost 100 years. And in order to be to continue for another 100 years, it's important to be a part of the digital world. Not only digital, but also complete CAD/CAM solutions, including softwares, hardwares, combination with different material types, getting libraries into digitalization of everything. So this is an activity which GC started, let's say, a few years ago, maybe two ideas ago. So 4 or 5 years, we started getting into digital. Now we are trying to close in as many gaps as possible to build up our complete ecosystem for digital. So that is where we are. We started up with one, and what I do, I was responsible for. I'm a dentist by profession.
Cool.
I left practice 12 years ago. I practiced for 5 years, 5-6 years or something. After that, I just wanted to do something, let's say, a bit more crazy than just practicing. Well, not just practicing, but wanted to do something different. From there on, I just got the opportunity to work for GC Europe. And since the last 12 years, I'm working in GC.
When you were in the practice, did you already had contacts with intraoral scanning?
No. Okay. It was too early, I would say. For me, and again, in GC as well, I was 10 years, more or less 10 years working in the materials. So I'm also quite a newbie in the digital world myself. After, let's say, having the experiences in the material side, I was given the responsibility to head the digital division in GC. And then, since then, for the last 2 years, we are now, let's say, we started up with iOS 100, which was before my time, but evolution of the software and the product, it's still happening. It's technology, never ends. At this IDS, we just introduced our iOS 200, which is the next generation of the scanner. Plus, we have also introduced a new lab scanner, which is also giving very, very unique, let's say, unique features. It doesn't exist in the market, to my knowledge. Also, you know, you have to close in the gap with the materials, with the 3D printing as well. So we also show a prototype of our 3D printer.
3D printing will be probably the thing of the future for sure.
I think 3D printing is the way to go. This is no, I think in the upcoming 5-7 years, there will be no millings or so. I think everything will be moved to printing.
I think I already had a lecture with Professor Krejci, and he's basically also telling this, that usually the materials are there. We just need a scanner who is really good picking up the color as well. And the printer could print with different color resins, really natural looking tooth, or inlay, whatever. And right now, I mean, the lecture was 1 or 2 years ago. He says that we have the printers, basically, we have the spectrometers, basically, but the software connection between these two is not there yet, that the software is translating what the spectrometer sees.
So that is right. But also, the missing part also is the materials. Because we need to have this multicolor printing possibility, and that will be the future for sure. This is the future, as Ivo Professor Krejci had said. But again, we just stepped into it, and I think today, or at least for the upcoming couple of years or so, the technology has still not reached to that level. There are still some, I've heard about prototypes who can do multicolor printing, but to make it mainstream, you know, the pricing have to go down. It has to really become a daily product, and then it's a matter of price, at least today.
Pricing, even in the scanner world, always kind of is a drawback, that it kind of keeps you away, because you don't spend usually that much amount of, if you compare to the impression material, you probably never spend so much impression material as you can spend on scanners.
I will answer to that remark in two ways. Firstly, you're absolutely right. The entry price is too high. But when you calculate over a period of time, when you use the device as your daily workhorse, your opportunity costs, your complete cost in the complete flow of your work, that gives you a very big advantage. You know, you're making a scanner, so you're not using materials for impressions or casting the models, shipping it to the lab or in exchange with the lab. So all of the, overall in the complete flow, digitalization is going to change or will be much more economical compared to the conventional flow. And the second part which I want to address what you mentioned is about the pricing. Again, at this moment technology is so fresh that it's still fresh, I would say, that the prices are extremely high, but within our portfolio, we GC's philosophy is Simui. It's, you know, thinking about the customer the way how we would be as a customer ourselves. So we really think as a customer ourselves. So exactly what you mentioned, that the prices are too high, so we listen to the market and then we introduce these two levels of scanners now. Our scanner is one of the, I would say, the iOS 100. It is one of the cheapest scanner because we wanted to make the scanners available or to be acceptable to any general practitioner. We want to have a lower entry threshold into the market. This one, iOS 100, is artificial colored. I would say it has a very good accuracy as well. But let's say it has a bit of, for orthodontists, we believe that since they don't require too much precision, too much detailed scans there, we feel that this product is going to be the one which is addressing their market needs. So at least they can start up with the digitalization of all their models, and of course, you know, intraoral scanning. Mm-hmm. So with this scanner, we want to make a practitioner take his first step into the digital world. And then we have our second scanner, which we introduced just now. The second generation, iOS 200, which is, I would say, you know, premium level scanner with real color, with lots of, you know, very high accuracy. I think we are in the range of 20 to 30 microns.
Oh, nice.
So, So I think this is where how we see to offer a Golf and an E-Class. Hmm.
Which was one scanner which is mobile?
Both of them.
Because I think that's something which could be really handy even for dental labs, that we say, well, if you that they even might offer as a service, if you want to scan a case, we'll send you a scanner as well.
Not might, but this is happening.
Oh, okay.
Because I have had quite a few meetings during the IDS as well, so there are quite big labs. They want to buy scanners in bulk or in some kind of a deal that they buy the scans from the company, from GC, and they would like to offer it to their dentist, either as a commitment for X amount of works to be given to them, or to as a service from them to their customers, to their dentist, saying, okay, please use digitalization. We give you the scanner for a few weeks or whatever it is. And then, so what you say is exactly happening as we speak here.
Oh, nice. I mean, I think that's really, for the lab, it's a really great opportunity because they don't need someone who's picking up the models. They have it right away. They can even decide when their milling machines are working, that they can kind of preload them so they are more efficient in this milling part.
They can design everything and then put it on the production in the night, you know. And this is one of the things that again for sure do. Just that also reminds me, coming back to orthodontics, you know, there we also, digitalization is going to make a big difference with the aligners and all these. Digitalization should remove, and this is our hope, that all the cast, all the models not to be needed with 3D printers, printing up the models. At least today there is no 3D printed aligners material available. So at least we can take the first step by stopping the model creation and going with 3D printing and with the scanner. So create a kind of a bundle as well for that.
The next IDS, we probably just see better software. Software will continue. One word about the upgrades, because that's usually also important question from dentists. How does, when I buy a GC scanner, what about the software upgrades? Is it always included? Does a dentist need to upgrade the software as well?
So what we have as a package, what we want to give to the customer is what they want. We don't load them with the complete ecosystem, but we say if the customer wants to, so we have a modular approach. So the customer buys a hardware, customer buys a software, and the customer buys the services what they need, so in three blocks. hardware, as I already explained, we have two scanners. In the software, we have software modules, which means if you're a prosthodontist, you don't have an ortho workflow in your practice. If you're doing implants, it's very much likely that you will have maybe less or to get, but let's say if you're not doing implants, then you don't need to have an implant workflow in your practice. So what we do is, if whatever you want, you buy that particular module. So with this way, we have a very, as you know, as we, as even in the title of the show now, intuitive solutions, which means that we have a very, very sophisticated case management system, because customer needs to, or a dentist needs to plan the way how they work with their patients. So let's say if they scan, the way how the scan is stored, managed in the system, the complete workflow is as per what they need. So we don't need to even give a training to any customer how to use the software. It is so intuitive.
Oh, nice.
Having said that, talking about the licensing and the support and the upgrades. So hardware covered, software is what a customer wants, modular, so they buy their modular. And in terms of the servicing, we don't have a real license, annual license, or because this is an important part of the complete package. They need to have the access to the latest developments or new things happening. So what we have created is another in terms of servicing is Ardwa Core. Ardwa is the brand name of GC for equipment for digital. With Ardwa Core, we offer a complete solution for complete customer care, customer service, with TeamViewer support. Even if there is a need, our sales rep will also go and support the customers. And software upgrades, bug fixing, everything is included in this package. So we charge a certain amount every year, or we can buy a pack for 4 years, 6 years.
Oh, okay.
And then the customer is fully supported with the latest available software and everything. Whatever they need, we take care of the customer.
Actually, that's a nice closing word, but we take care of the customer. Thanks a lot for the talk.
Pleasure.
I think now every dentist know everything they need to know about GC scanners.
Probably.
Probably.
Hope so.
Okay.